Dan Menigan with a little bit of news involving one of the beloved members of the 2016 Cavaliers NBA championship team.
Shams Charania, ESPN, the Clippers, Jazz, and Heat have agreed to a trade that sends Norman Powell to Miami, John Collins to the Los Angeles Clippers, and Kevin Love, Kyle Anderson, and a 2027 Clippers second-round pick to the Utah Jazz, sources tell Shams Charania of ESPN.
That trade, I like it for Miami. I like it for the Clippers. And Utah just keeps bringing guys in, out, moving them around, collecting draft choices. At some point, the Ainge family is going to decide, let's get some talent in here and try to compete. Powell will be good for Miami. Collins will be great for Ty Lue. And Kevin might retire.
Oh, I bet he gets bought out.
That's better. I could see him playing in Utah.
Or retire.
I just saw there was he was on Instagram or something. They were on vacation. He and Kate were on vacation, just chilling.
Gee, Andy, following Kate Bach on Instagram. Huh?
Actually, it was Kevin. Kevin was the one that posted it. So.
I bet.
And by the way,
I'm sure he was. Andy,
she was very, very good for our city. So I don't want to hear you're sarcastic. Can't you appreciate her for all she's done for this city?
Oh, I can.
She made our city look good. Let's not kid ourselves.
I just refrained from stalking her.
Why? Because I talked to her a couple times, and she was very nice, and Kevin was very nice.
You're pretty.
Oh, okay.
Ding!
Okay. This is the guy. Jeff Phelps has all kinds of riz, man. Let me tell you. None. Zero. Zilch. Thank you.
I'm just telling you. When she was on our show, that was just brutally fun.
Are you laughing at what I just said, or are you laughing at what he said? Or are you just laughing at him cutting me?
I'm laughing at the memories of having K-Pac on the show.
It was a little awkward.
You said she was on the show. One thing.
How many supermodels do we have on this show, Jeff? Because you need to look in the mirror. I need to look in the mirror. Dan needs to look in the mirror. There aren't a lot of supermodels that are talking to the three of us.
I wake up every day and go,
oh my God, what does my wife see in me? And she says the same thing.
That's exactly right.
And don't think your wife doesn't think the same thing.
I just remember you said one thing to her, and it was you said something about us being her dad or something like that.
We could be her dad. I was trying to be nice.
Okay, Andy, that's great.
I was trying to be nice. Come on, man.
And she went,
She did not. She was cool about it.
Well, I wish Kevin luck.
I do too.
And we'll see where he ends up. So here's the deal, Andy. You've lost 10 straight. At the start of the game yesterday. Okay, and we're not going to just sit here and rag on the Guardians. We have a course of action, okay? But we have to set some of this up.
Here's what I got. My buddy DT is driving down to Columbus. He goes, is this a Guardians Therapy Monday?
No. No, it's not.
Okay. It feels like it.
Okay. At the start of the game yesterday.
I think fans would like to get some stuff off their chest.
By all means, 216-474-0092. Go ahead and complain about the organization. Say you love Jose. Whatever you want to say, we're here for you. At the start of the game yesterday, 5 of the 9 hitters in the Guardians lineup were hitting under 177. How is that even possible to have half of your lineup not even under 200, Andy, under 177, for God's sake? How do you stay in the major leagues when you're hitting under 177?
Because you can hide next to other guys that have really bad batting averages just like you. They're like, it's not as bad as 174.
How is that possible? I'm not trying to be funny. How is it possible? First of all, most major league teams don't have two guys hitting under 200 in a lineup.
Well, is the front
oddly enough, there are a lot of guys with bad batting averages in the major leagues this year.
Is the front office too married to these guys? Then is this what the problem? I mean, I don't. DeLauder may be hurt, or may not be 100%, or maybe they just want to make sure he is 100%. But man, they owe it to the fans that watch a ton of garbage baseball over the weekend. What they score in 2 innings all weekend? At least I'd rather watch DeLauder fail than what we've been watching. Like you just said, Jeff, you got guys hitting less than $150, $175. It's brutal. So bring him up. If he's going to get hurt, let him get hurt here, at least trying against the bigs. What happens if he gets hurt in Columbus and we don't see him? How about you can't tell me that if Bezzano wasn't here right now, everyone, if he wasn't hurt, everyone would be screaming for him. Everybody would. Well, he was the number one overall pick. Why isn't he here? Why isn't he here? Well, we know he's hurt, and that's why he's not here. But I mean, this is just frustrating. It's like, I'm not saying make a move to make a move, but you just laid it out perfectly, Jeff. What is it going to hurt to take one of these bats out?
Okay, here's the thing. Though I agree with you, I'm ready to see Chase DeLauder. I'm ready to see CJ Cephas. I get all that. That's not the big thing to me. I've mentioned this before. It's worse. They've had 18 guys bat this year. 9 of the 18 guys are hitting 173 or lower. And then you got a couple other guys hitting under 220. It's this, Andy. It's time to just go ahead and admit this team's not built to compete this year. The pitching has been really pretty good all the way around. I know Cade Smith had a rough one the other day. Cade Smith's your closer in waiting. He's ready to go. He had a tough game yesterday. That was bad. The pitching's been pretty good. Your starting pitching's been pretty good. Luis Ortiz may never pitch in the major leagues again. We'll find out. Maybe he will. Maybe he'll be completely vindicated. There's no issue, whatever. He may never pitch in the major leagues again. Shane Bieber may never pitch for this team again. He has an option for next year. The time, I think, has come to say, hey, look, it's not happening this year. And not that you can get a whole lot for a lot of these things for these guys, because they're not playing very well, and that doesn't make them very attractive. It's time to trade anything that's not nailed down that you don't think is on this team next year.
But do you think
beyond.
They will? Because
no,
look, Andy, they won't.
But here's why. With Carlos Santana, who's a free agent, with Lane Thomas, who's hurt again, not hitting well, and hasn't played that much, only 39 games. Lane's been a mess. He's hitting only 160, and that's a shame because I think he's a great dude and a pretty good player, but he's just had a rough go. David Fry, he's hitting 148. David's messed up. He's coming and he can't do anything except DH for it, and your DH is hitting 148. What are you doing there? That's not good. With these guys, they've lost 10 straight and can't score runs. So it's not like you're giving up anything that's helping you win baseball games or do anything productive. Carlos is terrific. He's a pro. Find some team that needs a bat and get him out of here. And you trade him for low-level prospects. That's all you're going to get for these guys. Get hitters. Get hitters now. Shane Bieber is trying to come back from the UCL transplant surgery, ligament transplant, Tommy John surgery. If he's good to go, have him get scouted, okay? I'm sure scouts are looking at him. Trade him. He has a player option next year. If Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff can talk to his agent and say, are you picking up your option next year? And they say, well, we're not sure. Okay, we're going to trade you. If Shane Bieber says, yes, I'll pick up my option for next year, then I'd hang on to him, and I'd use him next year as a starter and maybe this year. Otherwise, I'm trading him. If he's not guaranteeing me that he's picking up his option, I'm trading him. And I'm going out and getting some power hitter who I like who's in A ball for some team. This team needs to change the way that it's operating, A, right now, and B, the way they're training their hitters, Andy. Because who's knocking on the door? Maybe DeLauder. Maybe Cephas. Yeah. Who else?
I'll wait.
Exactly. It's time to bring in some young bats and see if you can train them up, because you're not developing hitting right now. I mean, your young guys are just, Manzardo's hitting 217. Schneeman has fallen off. He's hitting 213. Naylor's at 173. I mean, come on, man.
How do you feel about being third in the third worst team in fielding.
Roki, and there's that.
And I mean, the errors are continuing to pile up.
It's just anything you have that you think is of value that you don't think is going to be a part of your team either next year or maybe 2 years from now. I think you need to trade, and you need to bring in as many bats as you can. The team is still developing pitching, Dan. Their pitching is still good, starters and bullpen. That will carry you. Get some bats in here now. And you're not hitting with these guys. You're not scoring runs with some of these guys. Get them out of here and try and load up in the farm system. I think the time has come and to just admit this season is not going to happen for you.
So are you both on full-blown eject button?
No, because here's why. Because suddenly, maybe you do make a trade and you get one or two bats in here, and some of these guys that are hitting under 200 can get back over like 220. I mean, I'm being super optimistic. I'm also maybe trying to weigh in the fact that, you know, they're playing first place teams right now, which doesn't help. You got to play them at some point, so I'm not gonna make that excuse. But they are playing good teams right now. You know, they're going to end up back to back nights against two of the best pitchers in baseball, and you know, maybe you do make one or two trades. But that I don't have any trust in them in being aggressive to try to climb back into the wild card race. I keep going back, Andy, to the Savali trade.
So why?
Like, the Savali trade told me everything I needed to know. And I think it's the trade that irritated Tito to say, he put his hands up in the air and he goes, you know what, I don't feel good and I need to feel better. And then he ends up coaching in Cincinnati. Like, who didn't think he was going to come back to the bench? And I think that was one of those, there's a philosophical split that happened at that point in the organization. And maybe it was brewing at that point anyway. But, you know, when are you going to throw up the, are you going to be aggressive and try to get back in it? Remember, they weren't too far out and they were like, white flag. And they're like, maybe we should bring in a couple more veterans. Like, what are you doing? That was the first time I would say in like 25 years I've ever said, man, they like, are they retreating on this? What's going on?
Let me ask you this. This to me sums it up completely. Look at the position players on this team. Anybody other than Jose and Stephen Kwan, who you think, well, we got to keep them. Is there anybody? There isn't for me.
You're not talking about starting pitching, right? You're not.
Nope. I'm just not position players. Yeah. Just position players. There's nobody other than Jose and Kwan who I think you'll get hurt by moving. And it doesn't mean some of these guys won't become pretty good players, but you know, somebody want Manzardo? I'd prefer to play him here. Trade Carlos.
He had major opportunities to be a game changer over the weekend and didn't do it.
And I know.
Came up empty.
Well, how about if we give him tons of at bats?
If I was Manzardo, first thing I'd do is shave my mustache. He needs a change. He's got to
fix things
up. The whole
club needs a change. Like, this is my thing.
You're platooning guys like crazy. Maybe it's because they can't play, but maybe they could play better if you weren't platooning everybody. I don't know.
I feel like there needs to be a cage rattling move, something to break up the staleness inside of their book. And maybe it's a trade. Maybe it's exactly what you're saying. Trade somebody. Maybe it's sending David Fry down to AAA. Maybe it's Kyle Manzardo down to AAA. Something of an established person in that clubhouse going, no, this is not working. You need to go somewhere else and wake everyone else up with it.
The one thing we need to remember about David, yes, he's hurt. He's also 29 years old and has had one solid season in the major leagues, and yet they've put him in at DH and they're giving him at bats even though he's hitting 148 and can't throw. I do not get it.